Hi, everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and On the Street Inc. proudly present No Borders, No Race, The World's J-Pop and Alternative Hot Spot.
Bastards and wenches, welcome to episode 229 of No Borders, No Race, your J-Pop and Alternative Hotspot. I am your king, baby, not Kevin Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in, and I hope you all enjoyed our special tribute to Japanese rockers, The Pillows, on the previous episode. We put a lot of heart and soul into that, and we hope it was to your liking. And I actually have a couple of Instagram fans, my good buddy Tyler from Abstract Japan, who had the opportunity to see the Tower Records exhibit that they were putting on. And I actually have another friend who went to a special screening of Osamu Ninari, the film frontman Sawa Yamanaka wrote. And I'm jealous of them. No other way to say it. But I can't help but be happy for them as well. It is such an awesome experience that they got to have. And as some of you may know, Wicked Anime is taking a bit of a break. I know the term hiatus is a very scary word. I remember saying that the original Boston Bastard Brigade podcast was going to just go on a short hiatus back in 2013. That was 6 years ago, and I can probably say now that it's probably never coming back. But with Wicked Anime, we're already talking about upcoming episodes along with the annual Wiki Show. Plus, you're more than likely hear the guys on episodes of No Borders on Race as we talk about random things here and there. So please keep your eyes and ears peeled. Follow Wicked Anime on Facebook and our Discord page, and you'll know when its return should happen. With that out of the way, let's start today's playlist. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and would like to support these artists, you can find all of their music on CD Japan, Yes Asia, Amazon, Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record stores. We're going to start things off with a brand new song from Burnout Syndrome's when it serves as the opening theme to the summer hit anime Dr. Stone, an awesome adaptation to a manga that I believe to be the very best of the 20-teens. Here's Good Morning World.
Ohayo, sekai, good morning world. Dore hodo aruita no ashi no itami dake ga sono kyori o monogataru nagai yoru o koeta tsukkei no kitai ka yomoku o ikashite iru kamigami no reiho shinryoku no hyūbe gankutsu no saiyo soukyū no hate touhashite miseru gekkai wa mai oshin no sumi tsumi made Sekai, good morning world. 不可能の闇を払って神話を立ちた 違っても胸の鼓動だけはこの命を与える。幾億幾兆の分岐が紡ぎ出す、ただ一つの今を不安い迷いかけてゆく。不安の雨に打たれても救世の英雄、悪愛の賢者、伝統の光景、革命の奇襲、何だってられる。天気はない、人の半分は水。おはよう世界、グモーニング
When I needed you the most, I thought you saw me, I was on my knees. I knew you heard me praying. Since the day I started to have faith in you, I wish to be closer, but where were you? Our promises faded, then I thought you left me. Every time I cry out of solitude, I don't know why I'm still trying to follow you. All I know is where my heart belongs, that's love to decide. I carry the cross that you've given, wherever in the world that I live in, even if my sins are unforgiven. In the middle of my misery, at the peak of my loneliness, thought I'd never see the light again, and I'd never feel loved again. You're the reason why I'm trying to breathe, yet I don't know what I'm doing here. No one wants to wake up to this pain, never again, ever again. Will I ever love again? Will I ever love again? I was so lost in the rain, I fell and fell so hard, was so blindly vain. At the point of no return, then I saw a shadow of a man. Tell me, what's it you shed light upon my moment of truth? Take me higher and higher to the heaven I long to know. Every time I cry out of solitude, I don't know why I'm still trying to follow you. All I know is where my heart belongs, that's love to decide. I carry the cross that you're given, wherever in the world that I live in, even if my sins are unforgiven. In the middle of my misery, at the peak of my loneliness, thought I'd never see the light again, and I'd never feel love again. You're the reason why I'm trying to breathe, yet I don't know what I'm doing here. No one wants to wake up to this pain, never again, ever again. Will I ever love again? Will I ever love again?
Fujioka with Legacy off of this year's record, History in the Making. The multi-talented Renaissance man of Japan just recently found himself the winner of the Best Supporting Actor Award at the 42nd Japan Academy Prize for his role in the film Recall. He'll next be seen on the big screen in the film Angel Sign, where he'll be playing the character of Takuya. After spending months in Netflix jail, the new Shinichiro Watanabe anime series Carol and Tuesday finally arrived with its first half. Created to celebrate both Bones' 20th anniversary and the 10th anniversary of the Flying Dog record label, Carol and Tuesday follows two singers with big dreams. Carol is a hard worker with an unfortunate skill of getting fired from every single part-time job, and Tuesday is the daughter of a big politician. After Tuesday runs away, she meets Carol on the street, discovering that they both have great chemistry and decide to become friends and music partners. Thus, the two start making music in a world where almost every track is created with artificial intelligence. A sporadic performance is captured online, which gets the attention of a washed-up drummer and publicist. With the aid of him and a visual artist, Carol and Tuesday set out to change the music world one song at a time. However, as one can imagine, the road to musical greatness is never easy. One of the first things that got my attention with Carol and Tuesday, besides how gorgeous of a show it is how music creativity is treated. In a futuristic world where everything is created with artificial intelligence, it's refreshing to see an anime that actually goes through the motions when we see both the characters of Carol and Tuesday creating their own sounds. They're not like coming up with the greatest songs ever right off the bat. You're actually watching and hearing them finagle through notes, hums, bars, and even stammering with their lyrics as they try to make a song. And from a storytelling perspective, Carol and Tuesday is pretty damn good. Yes, they seem to hurry a couple of the musical aspects for the sake of pushing the plot along, but it still finds a way to ground itself in some sort of reality. Watching the singing competition perfectly showcases how a show like America's Got Talent works, as well as how some people seem to deal with the prospects of fame. You've got your Instagrammers, those who want to take the easy route and become an industry plant of sorts like Angela seems to be, and even those who may grow to become crazy stalkers who go so far as to hurt someone they love. Then, of course, there is the music. It's easily one of the best soundtracks of 2019. With the likes of Thundercat, Flying Lotus, Taku Takahashi, and a plethora of other critically acclaimed artists from all over the world, the music that's showcased throughout the first half is ridiculously impressive. Then there is the duo of Nybrix and Selene. I think, let me see if I can pronounce it for me. Selena Ann. I don't know how I butchered that, but I got Nybrix so easily. Anyways, Nybrix and Selena Ann, they do the singing voices for Carol and Tuesday, and I'm actually hoping that they continue to collaborate after the series ends, because they, like the characters that they play, they've got some very amazing chemistry. But don't take my word for it. You can catch Carol and Tuesday's first half right now on Netflix. Don't miss out on it. It is gearing to be one of this year's best series. Amazing music, great characters, and the writing is fantastic. I just really hope that the second half comes out very, very soon in America. The waiting game really sucks when it comes to anime on Netflix. But right now, we're actually going to play a little something from Carol and Tuesday. Here are Nybrix and Selena Ann with the very beautiful song, The Loneliest Girl.
It's a little cold in paradise tonight. The faded, I find a new forms. I write it out. It's fine for now. Then you come along and I cry. Liberated, I'm seeing clearly now. There's no turning back and I'm overwhelmed. Do you really want to set the night on fire? You're my only way out. Do you really want to turn your life around again? You know you're my last. of the loneliest girl, the loneliest girl. Can you really love with a broken heart? In the cold rain, I'm giving it a try, I'll let it fly. You can count me in, so when the night falls, I'll be on your side. These eyes don't lie, 'cause my defeated heart got nothing to hide. It's my only vice. Can you feel my, can you feel my, can you feel my tears? They won't dry. Can you feel my,
Robert, why should people listen to another retro gaming podcast?
You mean our guest, David? We do have to keep this short, you know.
Yes, well, I guess we should start with the fact we celebrate old school video games.
And we have awesome guests and game giveaways. Don't forget that.
Plus our game show and your favorite segment, Random Select.
Don't remind me. Are we done yet?
Listen to our cast, another retro gaming podcast, part of RetroZap.com.
Finally, back to my beer.
Bye.
From last year's Fairy Party album, that was Clarice with Cynical Suspense. The mysterious masked duo of Clara and Karen this past summer released a new EP appropriately titled Summer Tracks, Natsu no Uta. They'll also be contributing a song for the upcoming anime adaptation of the Puella Magi Madoka Magica smartphone game, Magia Record. And I'm actually curious to see how that fits into the Madoka lore. By the way, if some of you can't seem to notice, there seems to be a party going on outside of my window. So if you hear a lot of background noise, it's probably that. Nothing that I can really do, and I don't really want to complain because it sounds like they're having a blast out there. I don't want to be like one of those old men that runs out and goes, "Get out of my yard here! Yeah, you're being so loud! Let me please record in peace!" I don't want to be like one of those kinds of folks. So please bear with it the same way that I'm currently bearing with this. Now for a little bit of a change in pace, as we've got some new killer jazz from one of my absolute faves, Soil and Pimp Sessions. Their new album actually serves as the soundtrack to the summer anime series BEM, which I was actually quite shocked to find out that they did. I have it in my Funimation queue, so I'll have to give it a watch to see how it is. From the BEM original soundtrack, here are Soil and Pimp Sessions with Blue-Eyed Monster. up-and-coming band that goes by the name Elizabeth II. You just heard their debut single, No One Cares. And on November 9th, you can grab their first ever EP, Two Margaritas at the 55. I really dig their sound. It reminds me a lot of another royalty-named group I loved back in college called Louis XIV. Matt Groening has been a staple in my life since childhood. Since watching The Simpsons back when it was a short segment on The Tracey Ullman Show to Futurama, Groening has had this knack of crafting memorable characters with hilarious stories. So, it was kind of surprising last year to see his new show, Disenchantment, not really deliver the amount of laughter in the first half of its first season. Despite a great cast that includes Eric Andre, Abby Jacobson, Matt Faxon, Matt Berry, and John DiMaggio, the first 10 episodes of Disenchantment were sort of a disappointment. While it had some good laughs here and there, it didn't deliver anything that made me laugh out loud quite like Futurama or the first few seasons of The Simpsons. It did, however, do a great job with its world building, with the setting of Dreamland and its surrounding areas looking both imaginative and filled with potential. That's why I feel that the first half of Season 1 was made to build the world, because the second half of Disenchantment is legit hilarious. From the quest to save Alpha's soul and Bean's dastardly mother, to the circus elves stealing King Zog's gold and the play episode, just about everything about the second half of Season 1 is ripe with comic brilliance. It made me actually look back at the first season of Futurama, which, like Disenchantment, had a bumpy first season themselves. What I like too is Disenchantment's means of showing what could occur next after the medieval period. There's an episode where Bean meets someone whose kingdom is filled with steampunk technology. In a way, it helps to showcase where the series may be taking place in time, as it was proven in episode 10 that Disenchantment and Futurama are in the same universe. It makes me think that this is occurring not before the events of Futurama, but during a period where Fry is cryogenically frozen. And if you don't believe me, watch the very first episode of Futurama. You'll see a medieval kingdom being built after aliens destroy New York City, and then get destroyed afterwards before new New York City gets built. That kingdom could be Dreamland or some other neighboring area. So I'm glad that they gave Disenchantment another chance. While you still have to go through a mediocre first part, it's worth it to get to the more sillier and fun humor that Groening is known to deliver. You can catch Disenchantment now on Netflix, and its second season will be released sometime next year. Considering its cliffhanger, I hope it's sooner, better than later. Coming up, we've got our favorite Japanese punk gal, Tsushima Mire, who will be touring America. Well, actually, right now, as of this recording, they are touring America right now. They're actually going to be in my neck of the woods on October 15th with a show at O'Brien's Pub in Alston. The same place I actually saw Melisse a couple of months back. It's a nice, quaint little bar. From their 2017 album, New, here are Tsushima Mire with Hello World. ココヒコ生で全部飲み干してカフェインに震えながらあなたと手をつなぎたいからトンデイスタンブールピコリスマクロイミンと食べ世界で一番まずいってみんな吐き出すけど私が全部飲み込んであげるプレオブヨにふくらんだインスタントヌードルすすりながらどこでも生きていけると思ったフランスパブレイクの午後8時フェイスブックの名前が本当の名前じゃないあなたの名前一生覚えられないけど一生友達でいてあげる ベッドの中に隠れた蜂に刺された。けどみんな起こさないように無言で身もだえた気遣いの日本人。ジャパニーズガールズパンクロックトリオが今夜も世界の片隅で誰かを幸せにしていることなんて誰も知らない。愛する人に愛想尽かされたって今更やめられない。最高の人生はいろんな不具合と一緒に進んでいく。
Hello World どこでも行くよ。いやいやいやいやいやいや。 Inferno, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great. I Think This Is Great! Exclamation point with Clay Inferno is the full name of the show. And it's an interview podcast about people doing and being their best. We talk about doing compassionate work, making books, working on teams, getting over hurdles, doing great things, even when the chips are down and you just, frankly, don't want to do anything. It's a little bit of a tech podcast, but mostly this is a interview show where I talk to some of the most fascinating people that have come into my life. And hopefully I get to meet some new friends along the way. So welcome, and please let me know what you think of I Think This Is Great with Clay Inferno by joining the conversation on social media with the hashtag ITTIGpod, or you can reach out to me directly at CLAYNFERNO, Clay Inferno. There is no I in that Inferno, at Clay Inferno, clayinferno.com. But you are here at ithinkthisisgreat.com. So do me a favor, once the show launches, please go on to iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts and leave me a rating, and please spread the word. I want people to know about the show and the amazing people that I have on it. So we will see you on the internet.
This is LJ, and I think this is great.
Hey, this is Luke O'Neill, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great.
I think your business is great, and I think you're listening to Clay Fernal. Windows backwards.
I'm going to use that one.
Here they come.
Vamps with Lips off of their album Bloodsuckers. Frontman Hyde, as you know, has a brand new solo album called Anti, which is one of this year's best records. He'll also be touring with the band Starset this October as their opening act. Check out my interview with Hyde on the DO617 site. Special thanks to Clay Inferno for that opportunity. And now, folks, it's time for some local flavor. I've played these guys a few months back, and I'm very excited to see that they've unleashed their first debut album. It's Resorta Rosa, and from their new record, Cyclamen, it's Down on Your Luck.
Let's try to make it home alive. We've been dragging this for days. Is anyone not too drunk to drive? Streets are clear, but not my eyes. You've had your doubts, and so have I. But things have changed, I swear, this time. Can't get over this fear if I don't try. If you don't try, we don't try. If we don't try.
Cough and blood in my headaches. I wouldn't
their 2002 album Schoolgirl Pop. That was Mummy the Peep Show with Cut. And for years, it had seemed that they had broken up for good. Well, it turns out Mummy the Peep Show are back! And if you find yourself in Tokyo on October 12th, you can catch them at Club Q as part of a special 30th anniversary concert for Lolita No. 18, which will also have fellow and former Benton label bands Petty Buka and Noodles. Back in 2008, my friends and I were introduced to an anime that changed our lives forever. An anime that not only was a sight to behold, but became the gateway series for most of my friends who didn't even like anime to actually give it a try. That show was Madhouse's glorious comedy series, Kamen no Maid Guy. This was an anime that had my friends and I watch over and over again, laughing our asses off over its hilarity and ridiculousness. The story of 17-year-old Nayaka and her bodyguard maid guy Kogarashi was just one amazing silly moment after another. So, we found it very surprising that when 2008 came and went, no American anime licensor nabbed its rights. And 2009 went by, and still nothing. 2010 went by, 2011, 2012, years went by, and the thought of Kamen no Maid Guy ever coming to America sort of faded out into the background. It would appear that the muscular Kogarashi and the big boob Nayaka would be staying put in Japan, and Japan only. That is, until 2 weeks ago, when Crunchyroll announced it had gotten the streaming rights to Kamen no Maid Guy and pushed all 12 of its episodes onto its platform. Now, sometimes you go back to an anime and you see that it hasn't aged as well as you wish it did. This happened when I went back to watch Pony Pony Dash on Funimation, which was one of the first anime I ever watched in Japanese. It's not as good as I remembered it. It's funny, but it's not as funny as a lot of the other anime that have come along and kind of made it obsolete. So I was very worried that the same thing would happen when I started watching Kamen no Maid Guy. How fortunate that even 11 years later, Kamen no Maid Guy is still funny as hell. I mean, it is very fanservice-y, especially with the plethora of jokes about Nayaka's giant tits. Hell, there's even an episode where you learn that if you have big breasts, you'll be terrible at math. But the gags that occurred to help Nayaka with her math studies are just way too damn funny to miss out on. Then there's the episode where she has to prepare for a Kendo match against this behemoth half-woman, half-bear beast, which leads to both a hilarious training regimen and a punchline involving the entire world wanting to see the foe rip off Nayaka's clothes and toss her into the audience completely naked. Granted, there are some aspects where some people would just wag their fingers with shame while watching. The lesbian character of Saki could be construed as a bad stereotype, and the lolly British girl Liz Strawberry Field may make some folks groan. But it's the antics of Kogarashi, who unwittingly sometimes does perverted things for the sake of Nayaka's protection, that makes it worth getting throughout a couple of those rough patches. It also helps that assistant maid Fubuki lets Kogarashi know that what he's doing is wrong in the most reasonable of ways, when involving a nail-riddled baseball bat to the back of his skull. So, while it took 11 years to finally come to America, I am very happy that Kamen no Maid Guy has arrived in a much more legal way for everyone to watch. You can catch this classic Madhouse anime on both Crunchyroll and Verve. Do not sleep on this show. It may be old, but it deserves to be considered a comedic classic. I'm just hoping that Crunchyroll will someday soon add the 13th episode, because that episode's also pretty funny. It doesn't wrap up the series, unfortunately, but it's still a great watch. And considering that the subtitles used in the stream were the ones used by Discotech, I can only hope that a home video release will soon follow down the line. Maybe with a dub. I could I can actually picture Richard Epcar playing Kogarashi pretty damn well. Give the man a chance to play Kogarashi, damn it. He would be awesome in that role. So, to celebrate Kamen no Maid Guy finally coming to America, we're going to play the opening theme song to that show. Here's Kotoko with Special Life.
Culture-saturated world, what's a nerd to do?
Hang out with your good pals on Nerdy Show, that's what.
Our flagship podcast is a weekly celebration of the multifaceted D20 that is the modern nerd.
When we're not devising horrors that combine VR and spiders or taste-testing weird food, we're discussing the latest geek happenings, digging into our deepest nerd niches,
or interviewing a celebrity or two.
Head to nerdyshow.com or find us on iTunes and experience a multiverse of awesomeness.
Perfume, Olympia by Paco Rabanne, squirting your lonely hotel room to summon the ghost courtesan. She asks you if you had a red scarf to cover the naked light. What happened next was triple X to a peeping Tom's delight. Pasolini is everything. She put over G&T. Zaro, Ionesco, and Pasolini, the anarchic trinity. And you love these artifatty girls, especially when they're pretty. And until they break your tender heart, now isn't that a pity? In the realm of the muses, that's where she resides. And when you asked her to go, Sammy survives. That request was not denied. And it's at times like that that you want her, but she is so far away. Bucharest or Budapest or Berlin, who is to say? Modeling on the catwalk in the showroom of memory, where you placed her under the spotlight for all eternity. And you're in purgatory until you see her again. Purgatory until you see her again. To a castle in Transylvania, your spirit is already bound. Impaled on the blade of her beauty, your blood on Romanian ground. And the flowers that grow in that fertile soil are fragrant with her perfume. Olympia by Pagarabad, evoking the ghost in your room, with a bass note of sandalwood and a salted vanilla heart. She will linger there for a while like a mist, then eventually depart. And you're in purgatory until you see her again. 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 You're in purgatory until you see her again. In purgatory until you see her again. Purgatory until you see her again. In purgatory until you see her again.
Brand new song from David J. That was Purgatory and Perfume. David will be releasing a new album on October 18th entitled Missive to an Angel from the Halls of Infamy and Allure. He's also reuniting with Peter Murphy and the rest of Bauhaus for a few special gigs at the Hollywood Palladium. Here's hoping that expands to more shows in the near future. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're in a band and want to be featured on our show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter, on Instagram, on Twitch, and on the J-pop, video games, and anime amino pages at KingBabyDuckESH, and on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com. Like us on Facebook.com/BostonBastardBrigade and Facebook.com/LandOfEsh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including The Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, and Smashed Rook. Promotional consideration provided for this week's tracks from Elizabeth II and David J, made possible by Shameless Promotion PR. And a very special thank you to Sebastian Straw and Watch Clark for their contributions to Shameless Tuesdays. Shout out to Andrew Smith from Resorta Rosa for sending down their latest record for us to spin. Go grab Cyclamen right now in stores everywhere. Today, we are going to end the show with the end theme to the brand new Konosuba movie, Legend of Crimson, which was just announced to be getting a U.S. theatrical release on November 12th. And as someone who has read the original light novel, I can already tell you that it's bound to be one of the funniest animated films in a very long time. Here are the voices of Aqua, Megumin, and Darkness, Sora Amamiya, Rie Takahashi, and Ai Kayano with the very catchy song, My Hometown. Until next time, this is your King Baby Duck reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps. This is your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo, from the Electric Sisterhood, and your host for the No Borders, No Race podcast. Each episode, we play the best, brightest, and hottest acts from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. Every song spun is but a mere taste of what you can expect of the artists heard, so if you truly loved what hit your eardrums, please be sure to support these musicians and buy their albums, EPs, and singles. Places like Amazon.com, CD Japan, Yes Asia, Bandcamp, iTunes, and even your local record store are great places to plop down some sweet moolah to let those artists know that they're doing a heck of a good job with their melodies. The more an artist gets support from listeners, the better the chance that they'll come to a venue nearest you to play the sounds that won your heart. This message is brought to you by the Boston Bastard Brigade, reminding you all to support your local, national, and international artists any way you can.